Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rudy Regalado. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Narragon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Keegan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Keegan. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carrasquel. The throw from Narragon and he is safe. Carrasquel steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carrasquel scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Regalado fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado takes first base on ball 4. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sheerenlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Naragon and he is safe. Rivera steals second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth takes first base on ball four. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Naragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naragon strikes out. One out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Regalado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland misplays the ball. That's an error on Strickland. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Naragon and he is safe. Minoso steals second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Minoso scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fain. The throw from Naragon and he is safe. Fain steals second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Avila reaches second base with a double. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Avila scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Regalado hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain juggles the ball. That's an error on Fain. Rosen scores. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Naragon and he is safe. Rivera steals second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rivera scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Ray Narlski now pitching. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Keegan hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Groth moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Naragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naragon is 0-for-1 in the game. Naragon hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Narlski for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. Smith reaches second base with a double. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Minoso moves to third. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Narlski. Minoso scores. Fain moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels strikes out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Regalado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fain. The throw from Narragón and he is out, Regalado applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Regalado hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Keegan hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Groth moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Narragón settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for Hal Narragón. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Strickland moves to third. Jim Hegan pinch runs for Dale Mitchell. Dave Pope pinch hits for Ray Narlski. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a fly ball towards left. Minoso catches it and throws to home to double up Strickland. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Mossy now pitching. Jim Hegan now catching. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 3 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a pop-up towards first. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 3 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel misplays the ball. That's an error on Carrasquel. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a line drive into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Keegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Regalado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Ginsburg pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth, who is chasing the ball. Ginsburg reaches third base with a triple. Strickland goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 4, White Sox, 4. Hank Majeski pinch hits for Don Mossy. Sandy Consuegra now pitching. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is walked intentionally. Bob Lemon pinch runs for Hank Majeski. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a fly ball towards center. Groth catches it and throws to home to double up Ginsburg. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg now catching. Art Houdeman now pitching. Bill Glynn now playing first base. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carrasquel moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Minoso is walked intentionally. Fox moves to second. Hal Newhouser now pitching. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fane is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Fane hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to home to get Carrasquel. Fox moves to third. Minoso moves to second. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-4 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Minoso moves to third. Fane moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.